Steve Rally on Wall Street on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up 343 points at the closing bell after an inflation report, mainly in line with expectations.
Prices rose at a more modest pace last month. The consumer price index rose 0.4%, up 6% for the year ending in February. It's a sign of slow improvement in inflation.
Fox's Jenny Cosola, a rebound in regional bank stocks also helping the markets. The U.S. is summoning Russia's ambassador to Washington, accusing a Russian fighter jet of acting recklessly over the Black Sea, where a U.S. surveillance drone in international airspace was forced to ditch into the water after its propeller was hit. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there have been other recent intercepts.
It is the first time that an intercept resulted in the splashing of one of our drones.
Russia denies impacting the U.S. drone. The state of Ohio is suing a railroad over a toxic derailment.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost announcing a 53-count federal lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railway to hold the company responsible following last month's toxic train disaster in East Palestine.
We're still finding out what the facts were, exactly what happened, who was responsible. Each day, it seems that the picture gets a little bit more complicated.
Yost noting Norfolk Southern's escalating accident rates over the last 10 years and saying, like residents in East Palestine, that he too, during a visit there, experienced discomfort from the over 1 million gallons of toxic chemicals that he says were spilled that endangered both health and natural resources.
Fox says Jeff Manasso, the Norfolk Southern CEO, told Congress last week they're determined to make it right. A just released statement repeats that. It says they're working with the Attorney General's office on programs to address long-term concerns. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Doctors who provide gender-transforming care to minors in Arkansas can be sued under a new state law.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signs a bill into law that would make physicians who provide so-called gender-affirming care to children liable for malpractice damages in lawsuits for 15 years after the minor reaches his or her 18th birthday. The bill's author calls it a safeguard against life-altering medical treatment. A federal court is temporarily blocking another Arkansas law imposing criminal charges on doctors who prescribe hormones or other treatments for the purpose of puberty blocking. Arkansas already prohibits gender reassignment surgeries for minors. Eben Brown, Fox News.
General Motors is extending a production pause at an assembly plant in Mexico through next Monday, citing an undisclosed temporary supply chain issue. The plant makes Chevy and GMC pickup trucks. GM, the largest U.S. automaker, says it's working with suppliers to try to resolve that issue. Hall of Fame receiver Michael Irvin has refiled a $100 million lawsuit against Marriott after allegations of sexual misconduct against a hotel staffer led to Irvin being pulled off Super Bowl coverage as a commentator. He says he wasn't told at the time exactly why, raising fears about his own mental health.
I played this game hard. I played the game physical. And you guys know, we all worry about it. We see what happens with our brothers, and we now know about CTE. I'm saying, how can you say I'm doing something and I don't know it and you tell me to go home?
Irvin again denies unwelcome advances toward a hotel employee in Phoenix. Today's refiling of his countersuit in Arizona comes after Marriott's jurisdiction challenge to the initial suit filed in Texas, where Irvin lives. Recapping stocks, the Dow up more than 300, the S&P and the NASDAQ also rallying. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.